This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Wall Street will be open for business today, even though most of Lower Manhattan remains without power. And it won't be easy for traders to get to work because the subway remains shut down after all the flooding that came from Hurricane Sandy. Transit authorities say it's the worst crisis for the New York subway system in its 108-year existence. For more, let's bring in Joshua Shank. He's the president and CEO of the Eno Center for Transportation in Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So what kind of task is ahead as the New York subway system tries to get up and running again?
Well, it's going to be a huge challenge. You've got some very old tunnels and old equipment that have never seen this kind of damage before. They're not meant to have water in them.
Right.
And they're certainly not meant to have seawater in them. So it's going to be a big cleanup job to get them into a condition where the MTA feels comfortable operating the system again.
And I've read that some pieces of equipment are so old, this is a 108-year-old subway system, that it's really not easy to find them anymore.
It's not easy to find them. And you also have to remember, this is a system that is constantly leveraging itself to the max, right? So they're in debt and they're trying to keep up best they can. So something like this is a huge setback that's going to require a lot of extra funding in order for them to recover from it.
Now, it was Sandy this year. It was Irene last year. Are these kinds of huge storms something that subway officials need to prepare for? And is there anything that they can do to prevent major damage from happening?
All transportation agencies are going to have to plan for the future differently than they used to. The weather is going to be different, and climate change is changing everything with respect to transportation facilities, particularly those close to the water. And we really haven't caught up to that, in part because we haven't really been accepting the fact that climate change has dramatically changed how our transportation facilities are going to be operated and repaired. And you also have to appreciate how challenging it is for these systems to convince legislators, both in Albany and in Washington, that they should be funded adequately. They're not at the point where they have extra money lying around to do storm surge protection. They can barely maintain the system as it is.
Joshua Shank is president and CEO of the Eno Center for Transportation in Washington. Thanks a lot for your time this morning.
You're welcome. My pleasure.